News, Iraqi refugees in Texas and California arrested by the FBI, accused for supporting terrorism.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Federal officials have arrested two terrorism suspects here in the United States. They got one of these guys in California. Another was taken into custody in Texas.
The suspect arrested in Sacramento, accused of traveling to Syria to fight alongside terrorist organizations, then lying to government investigators about it. And the one in Texas, accused of providing material support to ISIS. ISIS claiming responsibility for an attack targeting Israeli tourists in Cairo. Egyptian officials say one suspect fired birdshot while others launched fireworks at a hotel security post. Nobody was injured, but the hotel facade and a bus were damaged. At least one person has been arrested. ISIS says the attackers were answering their leader's call to target Jews everywhere.
Driverless car bombs, including mannequins that would be driving these cars, and they would have heat signatures that could fool scanners as they go through. Also, a class on how to recommission out-of-date bombs that people thought they would never have to worry about again. These folks are figuring out ways to rewire them, rework them, give them new heat-seeking capability that could potentially take out passenger jets.
If I were back in the Reagan administration, at the 8 o'clock meeting, by that time, Ronald Reagan would have already bombed that place. It'd be gone. It'd be a thing of the past.
It's astonishing.
If we know where it is, why aren't we bombing it?
I mean, that's...
We're at war. I mean, here's what President Obama has failed to realize, and that's the core of why we're so dangerous now. They are at war with us. They've been at war with us since the 1990s, since before September 11. They have not stopped being at war with us.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Remember when we said hit the pause button on the issue of refugee status in the United States, that we needed to give in-country, in-region aid to those that are subject to persecution? But coming into the United States, when the FBI, and I want to get that bite up, we'll play it after the break, where we have the FBI Director Comey saying, we can't vet all these people, we can't give you that information. Well, here's why the FBI has been so concerned about this. Although the Department of Justice is turning or the White House is turning it aside. But here's the reality. Two refugees from Iraq, both Palestinians, both were arrested on terrorism-related charges on Thursday in California and Texas. Well, in Texas, of course, the government called for the halt of the terrorists. Both suspects, as I said, Palestinians born in Iraq, arrived in the United States as refugees and have been accused of having ties to jihadist terror groups in Syria and Iraq, including the Islamic State. Omar Saeed Al-Hardan, 24, was arrested in Houston. Charged, again, federally charged, not state charges, federal charges, with three counts of attempting to provide material support for the Islamic State. That was from the Office of the United States Attorney General for the Southern District of Texas. That's the U.S. Department of Justice in California. The individual there, Al-Jahab, 23, charged with traveling to Syria to fight alongside terrorist groups, including Ansar el-Islam, and lying about his actions to immigration officials, and then coming back into the United States. This is an unbelievable serious situation, and it underscores what James Comey, the head of the FBI, had to say about it. Take a listen. We'll get back to that in a moment. Let's go ahead and do this because we're running out of time. We're running time on the clock here, so we'll get back to that in a moment. Let me say this is exactly what I was concerned about. We're going to take your calls on this and your reaction to this, and the president's still calling for refugee grants in the United States. You say, how could that possibly be? Let's get your comments and calls.
Sure, give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or join us online many different ways, facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now, and you can get your question or your comment in. But again, you can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110.
We have our petition is up. It is growing. It's broken 100,000. We have crossed 100,000 signatures recognizing the genocide to protect Christians in the Middle East. You can still add your name. Last day to do it today, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom. Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Listening on radio, if you're watching us on Facebook or Periscope, if you're watching on our website, share it with your friends now. We've got a lot to discuss. Two refugees from Iraq, one arrested in Houston, the other arrested in California, both Palestinians, both providing material support and training from and to ISIS. The individual from Syria, one of the individuals from Syria, Mr. Jaib, living in Arizona and Wisconsin before settling in Sacramento, California. The other individual lives in Houston, Texas. They entered it refugee status in 2009, were granted legal permanent residency status in 2011. Both were engaged in material support of terrorist organizations and lying on their statements when they came into the United States. We've got a lot of comments coming in and a lot of phone calls, Logan.
Yeah, we do have a comment coming in that said, how can this be? We had one from Neon String immediately when we started the broadcast and said, surely this will help shut down the plan to bring the refugees here right now without any sort of screening.
All right, so, Than, let me play first James Comey's statement. This is the head of the FBI saying there's risk with this. And listen to what this is the FBI director just a couple months back. Here's what he said.
There is risk associated with bringing anybody in from the outside, but especially from a conflict zone like that. From the intelligence community's perspective, I think we've developed an effective way to touch all of our databases and resources to figure out what we know about individuals. Right? And so that's my piece of it. I don't think that's a cumbersome process. My concern there is that there are certain gaps that I don't want to talk about publicly in the data available to us.
Pretty scary thought. We know that's the fact. That's why we laid out a 5-point plan on how to deal with this. Congress, the House passed it. Than, where is it now and what does it look like?
Well, Jay, I actually had conversations with both House and Senate leadership on this morning in light of the news that came out overnight, and here's where we're at. The House legislation, as you noted, did pass. That would pause the refugee program until the FBI, who you just heard from, and other agencies can certify its security. Now, the Senate, Majority Leader McConnell, has promised to vote on that earlier this year, but the president continues to oppose it. So my conversation this morning with both sides of the Hill is that bill needs to be on his desk next week. He can then deal with it, but the time for a vote has come and gone. The Senate needs to send that to the president, Jay.
Well, we wrote a piece. It's up on ACLJ.org, and that was pretty much adopted by the House then. I mean, it was basically what we wrote is what they adopted.
No, absolutely. It would immediately pause the program until all of these agencies would certify. And Jay, I mean, that's pretty common sense. If the FBI and the other intelligence agencies can't separate terrorists from refugees, then we should not be admitting people posing as refugees. We saw overnight they're not all refugees.
No, that's exactly right. Hey, look, folks, we're getting a big response. A lot of people are going on Facebook and Periscope. Share this with your friends. We're breaking this down for you.
We're going to probably do an extended, I think we're going to do a, what do we call it, Logan? I guess an overflow after program today, because we're going to, our team's developing this right now. I mean, we're on top of the situation.
All right. Yep. That's true. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/JSekulo. Thousands of you are right now and hundreds on Periscope right now. We'd love to have you part of the conversation there, but let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yep.
Let's go to Craig, who's calling from McKinney, Texas. Craig, welcome to JSekulo Live. You're on the air.
Craig.
Jay, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Here's what I don't understand. You know, the church in America, the Christian body of Christ in America, to a large degree, has gone to sleep. You know, the Bible tells us we're to contend for the faith. And that word faith in the original Greek language is the word pistis, and it means the moral truthfulness of God's teachings.
Yep.
And the church is asleep. Pastors don't want to talk about it because it makes people uncomfortable.
Craig, I'm not, I know that there's concern about this. There is on every issue that say the church sleep. I actually am seeing the opposite. I'm seeing the churches understanding this issue in a huge way. 101,479 people signed our petition to stand up for Christians in the Middle East, calling for what's going on there to be genocide. That petition's only been up for 4 days, and 101,000 signatures. The House of Representatives passed legislation to protect the United States from refugees that can't be screened. That's now going to the United States Senate. Pastors have called into this broadcast saying that they're talking about this. So I think, Craig, here's the hope. I think that the faith community gets this. I mean, I think really understands what we're dealing with. What we have to do, and this is what I'm urging everybody to do that's listening to the broadcast today, you tell your friends we're on the air, and we break this stuff down. I mean, we start working on this about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're working on it. Listen, I was sending out emails last night at midnight. This is big. These are big issues. I've got children. I've got grandchildren. And I'm concerned about it, and you should be too. So, Craig, hang in there. Don't give up. And friends on Facebook and Periscope, share this with your friends. Those of you listening on radio or watching on the website or television, contact your friends too and let them know we're on talking about this.
Yeah, one comment just came in from Chuck Ferris Hilty on Facebook, I believe, up on Facebook, said, how many more attacks on U.S. soil or attacks or arrests will it take to wake up our government and wake up the people?
Well, this is the concern that, Than, you're bringing up, and that is we now, you know, this would be one thing. I mean, politically one thing if it was, you know, the state of Texas and the state of California arrested these two individuals and charged them, again, I'll reset that, refugees from Iraq, both Palestinian origin, both engaged with ISIS at significant levels, got through our system, eventually get arrested. I'm glad the FBI caught them. That's a good thing. But the fact is, this wasn't state arrests. This was the United States Department of Justice making these arrests. You have Comey saying we can't screen the people, and you worry about what is it going to take for this administration to say, halt, you're coming from this region of the world right now, stop. We can't, let's give in-region aid, big aid in-region, that's why you want a genocide designation, but stop into the United States until we know what we've got.
Well, and this is anything but the first warning sign, Jay. I mean,
no,
we talked about this during
the
break.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Well, and even before that, ISIS told us specifically that this is what they
exactly
were going to do. They were going to exploit the refugee program to inflict harm on America. The president chose to do nothing. Then they did exploit the K-1 visa program. The president still did nothing. Then the FBI director warned that he could not vet these refugees. The president still did nothing. Now we have arrest overnight, Jay. And if he does nothing today, I've got to tell you, the only thing left, and this is a sober statement to make, but the only thing left is an attack. Is it going to take an attack by someone in the refugee program for the president to act? I sure hope it doesn't.
You know, Than, you made an interesting statement. We talked about this before we went on air on another matter, but you said it again in the chat here, and that is if the refugee program is going to survive in the United States at all, it better get fixed before we have an attack through it. And I think that's right. Yeah, those that are sympathetic to the plight of refugees, and I get that, I want to know who they are before they come in, frankly. But if you think that program is going to survive when this is going on, let me break it to you. It's not, nor should it, until we fix this. I know that's a lot of the comments that are coming in. Let's take another commenter call.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Tito, who's calling from New York on line one.
Tito, Hi, Tito. Welcome to JSA.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir.
Very good. Listen, I just I wonder why I would put in any more pressure on the Muslim community. They had to start, this is my opinion, I think they should start a campaign, you know what I mean? To educate the Muslim community about the if there is any, you know, start a campaign.
Well, look, there has been Zudi Jasser has been on this program before and has said that Islam's got to cure itself of this, and that in part that's correct. I agree with Zudi. I think he's actually totally correct. The problem is, in the meantime, we can't just do nothing and say, well, the Muslim community, there's a problem within Islam, and the Muslim community needs to fix it. We could all say that's right. I agree. But the fact of the matter is, here's the problem. Right now, two people are arrested in the United States yesterday for providing material support to ISIS. They were granted refugee status in the United States and permanent legal residency in the United States before they were caught.
Got a comment that just came in via Facebook, and I think this is something you can address. Yep. Is what good does this do other than informing us? Ultimately, nothing will be done until a new president is picked. And that's the wrong way to look at something when it comes to situations of terrorism.
Number one, we don't have the luxury to do nothing. So when these incidents happen, we can't say, oh, well, they caught these two, but what difference does it make? We now have to encourage additional prosecutions. We have to make this a priority. We can't sit back over the next 12 months and say, well, there's going to be election in November and it'll change then maybe. We can't do that.
And that's a big maybe.
Big maybe.
Right. I mean, there's a good chance you have someone who is elected who is a similar point of view and you're going to have the same situation or worse. So you can't say, oh, well, no. The election's coming. You know, my guy's going to win. That's not the way to look at something.
No, do not put this on the election. We need concrete because the FBI is supposed to be beyond that. And Than, this is where Congress does come in. We have to demand. And listen, I'm glad the FBI caught these two. But the fact of the matter is they were here. They got status. And then fortunately, we caught them before they did something. They didn't do that in San Bernardino. So, it was great that it worked this time. It didn't work 3 weeks ago or a month ago, but it worked, it worked this time. But we can't relate on what the president may or may not do.
I want people to hear this, Jay. This is one of those that we can win over top of a veto. I'm telling you, the American people are behind this policy that we've laid out. The House has passed it in veto-proof margin. If the Senate takes this up next week, Jay, I would be willing to bet that they would pass it with a veto-proof majority because of all of the news and all of the pressure that is out there. Then it becomes irrelevant what the president says about it will override his veto.
Yeah, I think that's what you'd have to do here, and we're going to gear up for that. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We'll take more calls after the break. 800-684-3110. Don't forget our petition now, 101,000 and growing. I mean, we could conceivably this weekend get to 110,000, saying that we want Christians in the region in the Middle East designated as subject to genocide. We need your help on that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we urge you to take action on this. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Last day to sign it on radio this week anyways, and I suspect we'll be on other topics next week. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And if folks want to get to us other ways and comments, this is the time to do it on Periscope and Facebook.
Facebook
as well.
And Periscope. Join us now. Facebook.com/JSeculo or on Periscope. Search JSeculo. We're also broadcasting live on ACLJ.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we've got breaking news. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. So we've got two individuals, both Iraqi, both Palestinian, were arrested Thursday, one in Houston, one in Sacramento, in an ongoing terrorism investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento identified one of the suspects there as Al-Ja'ab, age 23, faces federal charges involving international terrorism, making false statements. According to the complaint, listen to this. Al-Ja'ab is a Palestinian born in Iraq who came to the United States as an Iraqi refugee in 2012, which means they had to flee their country of origin because it wasn't safe for them. Between November of 2013 and January of 2014, so you're talking about over a three-month period, Al-Ja'ab reported on social media that he was in Syria fighting with various terrorist organizations, including Ansar al-Islam, a designated terrorist organization by the United States since 2004. He returned to the United States on January 23rd, 2014, after training. So we let him go back to his country of origin, let him back into the United States, and that's when he eventually, now a year and a half later, gets arrested. But, Jordan, this shows the entire breakdown of our system.
That's right, because a part of the refugee system is that you're fleeing a place that you can't return to because of fear for your life.
Yep.
If you are returned there, that would contradict that, and so you would be forfeiting your refugee status. So even before they were suspected of these actions or planning these kind of attacks, just the action alone of returning. So for whatever refugee purpose you have, if you return home, to a place that was your home, and that's where you said you faced this life or death situation that you had to flee from, then you would be forfeiting your status.
Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Mark, who's calling on line 6 from Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You are on the air.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen, I have to, respectfully disagree with pretty much everything you guys are saying about these refugees. I think, first of all, you're accenting, the few exceptions that happens when you have, nobody's, if you think that man is perfect, go look at the Bible, because we're not.
No, we know that man's not perfect. What's your point? You say you disagree with everything we've said on the refugees. Do you agree that if the Department of Justice and the FBI says they cannot vet individuals coming to the United States, that is a serious problem?
Okay, can I talk for a second?
Mark, I'm asking you a question. It's my broadcast. You're our guest. You called in. I want you to speak, but I'm asking a question. The Department of Justice and the FBI says that they can't vet the individuals. Do you think that's okay to let them in anyways?
Yes, I do.
You do? Well, let me play for you. Let me play. I want you to listen to this, then you can respond. Here is the Texas governor, Greg Abbott. That's a print statement. He said he applauds the FBI's decision today. That these individuals obviously were dangerous, was part of an ongoing investigation, but he urges the president to stop the refugee resettlement until there is an effective vetting process that will ensure refugees do not compromise the safety of Americans, and in his particular state, Texans, and California, it was for the Californians. So what is it that you disagree with there, Mark? You think we just let everybody in and just hope that not too many of them do bad things?
Okay, that's being used as an excuse.
No, the FBI, Mark, the FBI did the arrest. This wasn't the state of Texas. It wasn't the state of California. These two arrests were the FBI.
Thousands of people coming in,
yeah.
Okay? We've let refugees in from every country in the world.
Yes, including my grandfather, who was vetted before he was allowed to become into the United States of America, leaving Russia in 1914.
One person's opinion.
You think we just let people in and don't check it? Don't check their status?
Have a perfect vetting system.
Not
my whole point is this, is that people are jumping on this bandwagon.
No, it's
like,
not, Mark. You know what? You're not listening to the facts. I want you to listen to this fact. Two individuals came into the United States under false pretense, came back. One of them went out to Syria and fought with ISIS, came back into the United States. We let him back in. The FBI finally catches him. Why would you not hit pause and provide aid in region, which is what needs to happen here, give them aid in the region. There are safe areas in the region. Why would you not do that? Because, Mark, my question to you is, if under your theory, is why not just let everybody in and just see what happens?
That's not what I'm saying. There is a vetting system.
But it's broken. And the FBI said
it's
broken.
It's not broken. You're going to have things that happen. There's no such thing as perfection.
You mean, was San Bernardino not broken when those two came into the United States? You don't think that was broken?
Using that as an agenda to discriminate against people who might be Muslim. Whether
no, that's not,
women,
that is not true at all. I've had Muslim guests on this radio broadcast often. So that's not correct, Mark. What you don't want to do and what the left doesn't want to do is understand what's going on here. We're not talking about compassion. I say we give as much aid as we can, help in region. But I say protect the United States because ISIS has said they want to utilize the refugee system to infiltrate. It's happened already in Europe. It will happen elsewhere. This is a free country. You get your opinion. We respectfully and vehemently disagree.
Get a lot of comments coming in about even the word vetted and what that really even means when it comes to bringing people to the country. What does vetted mean? That was from Vincent. In other words, said
the technical
it
legal
seems like a code word.
Yeah, almost. Legal definition for vetted.
Sure, it just means that their profile has gone through, their records have been gone through, and in the case nowadays, this was probably a much more simple process back a few decades ago. But now with the technology and the electronic data, you can get a lot more information on people that even if they're fleeing a situation. And so it means to use all of those tools to check their background because they are asking for a special status.
Right.
They're not even immigrating just for economic reasons. These are people who are saying, I need to be rushed through the process because I'm fearing life. My life right. is in jeopardy. It has to be specific to that. And because of that, I need to be rushed through the process and in a place that's safe and secure. So I'm coming to the United States to seek that refuge. You then need to go back and clear these people. So basically, it's a background check, but it's supposed to be a very thorough one.
And the FBI is acknowledging that we don't have the capabilities right now because these people are coming from regions of the world controlled by ISIS, where ISIS has grabbed the passport machines and are cranking out passports. And Than, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and I mean, Jordan talks about the vetting process. We currently don't even look at the social media posts of these folks involved. I mean, you read the story about the terrorist who went back to Syria to fight. He posted on his social media what he was doing, that he was fighting with the terrorist. We let him back into the country because our vetting process doesn't even include looking at his public statements. That's as broken as it gets.
Do we have time for a quick call, Logan? Or
you can probably take a comment. I'm not sure if we can get to a call. What happened? This is from Colleen. She said, what changes or limitations need to be implemented to stop the sort of executive powers of the president from this stuff happening in the country?
All right, so we need to pause. I think the right position we advocate is you pause, you stop the regional refugee status programs until we can figure out both vetting and know exactly what we have here. And we don't know that yet. And until we know that, you hit pause. That's what, when you're in a situation in business or in life or in the practice of law where you've got a major crisis that you're developing, you've got to react. You don't have the luxury of not reacting, but you've got to think the consequences through. Here, you hit pause. When you don't know the circumstances of who you're admitting to the United States of America, hit pause. Provide aid in region. We gave you those numbers last month about what the differential of who was coming in and who wasn't coming in. It was significant. So we say hit pause. We think that's the safe thing. We are, first half hour, the broadcast is gone. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that the genocide petition. That's growing. We're over 100,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that online at ACLJ.org. And then Logan's now going to let you know how you can watch the rest of the broadcast.
Right. There's a whole other half hour or more of the broadcast coming up soon. You can do that if you're not listening on Sirius XM a couple different ways. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/JSeculo. You can get your questions or comments in that way as well, as our phone bank is full. Or you can do it on Periscope. Go to Periscope, search JSeculo. Or if you want like more of a television-style broadcast, go to aclj.org for multi-camera HD production. I think you'll really like it there, aclj.org. Or download the new ACLJ app on Apple devices.
And podcast.
And subscribe to the JSeculo Live podcast on iTunes.
The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
if you're just joining us, and some of you are that are hearing this program tape delayed, or you may be just joining us on some of the stations that carry the full hour, or you may be joining us on Facebook and Periscope or on the website, let me tell you what's happened. Two arrests, one in Sacramento, California, the other in Houston, Texas. Both Syrian, both Palestinian origin. Both came to the United States as Iraqi refugees. Both cleared in the United States. One went back to Syria to fight with ISIS. The other one was providing material support for ISIS, and they were arrested by the Department of Justice before they did one of their heinous acts here. And as Stan mentioned, they were posting this on social media. So we're saying, yes, that's good that the FBI got it, so we don't have a San Bernardino situation. The problem is, of course, you've got to put a pause in the refugee thing until you get this finished. I think it's critical. We don't have an option. We don't have a choice. This is breaking news. Just happened last night. The Department of Justice, this is the real concern here. Jay Johnson, in a hearing just last month, he's the Homeland Security Secretary. Here's what he said.
We do have to be concerned about the possibility that a terrorist organization may seek to exploit our refugee resettlement process. That is true of this country. That's true of every other country that accepts refugees.
And Stan, as you pointed out, we don't even look at their social media.
Well, they told us they're going to do it, and now they have done it. I mean, let's be honest about this. The timeline of this terrorist, October 20, 2012, is when he entered the United States. He returned to Syria in November of 2013, fought with terrorist groups, posted about his experiences online, and then came back to the United States in January of 2014 and was arrested last night. They have exploited it. They are here, and they will do it again.
Well, the Al-Jihab timeline is, as you pointed out in the chat just now, is unbelievable. I mean, in a three-month period, he leaves the United States, goes to Syria, fights, and comes back and gets in. Go ahead, Logan. A lot of comments.
Yeah, a lot of good comments coming in. One just came in from Liz on Facebook, who's watching in Canada. She said, I'm from Canada, but I hope America is listening to this.
Yep.
We had another comment. A lot of Californians who obviously are watching, and a lot are listening because this segment broadcast is on KKLA in the Los Angeles area, are just saying, what, as Californians, can they do as they've now had their arrest in San Bernardino? What can is it? There are local officials. Is it their senators, congressmen, governor? What do they need to do?
Well,
to
the FBI is asking for cooperation, Jordan, in these regions, in California specifically. San Bernardino is an example. Sacramento. If you know something that's going on or you suspect something, the FBI wants to know. So we want to. This prevented a San Bernardino. It should have never happened in the first place. But this prevented another San Bernardino. But Jordan, there is action that can be taken, and we need to do that. Needs to happen.
This is that dueling issue. We have one branch of our federal government that tells us, you know, to, if we see something, say something, tell them. On the other hand, we keep being pounded with this political correctness as if, you know, somehow that all Muslims in America are under some threat because of this. And so ultimately it comes down to, I think you have to side with, you side with security and safety. Yep. That means if you're in communities and you hear about this kind of suspicious behavior, people traveling to Syria, people that would fit this profile, there should not have to be any more information.
Yep.
And if there's nothing being wrong in that situation, the investigators will look at it and they're not going to take any further action. That person
but
would not
even
know.
But you've got to start. The process has to start and has to be gone through. Let's go ahead and take a call here before the break.
Sure, we'll take a Californian call. Raylene is calling on line 4 in San Diego. Raylene, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Raylene.
Hi. I'm just calling because I wanted to say that I totally agree with you and that this profiling thing that people keep throwing out there is just borderline insanity.
Well, it's borderline insanity because every crime is profiled. So who are we kidding? So to say we're not engaging in that's ridiculous. You've got a region of the world that's producing the terrorists. You profile. I don't think that's unconstitutional. I think it's called good law enforcement and good anti-terrorism, good national security. And let's not be afraid to say it. Every crime is profiled. I've been practicing law 35 years. Crimes are profiled. Hey, we'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget, 110,000 signatures already on that petition for the Christians in the region to be designated as genocide. That's how we can help them. Get them designated as genocide victims. ACL, that'll get help in the region. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like our Facebook pages, by the way, folks. That's very important as well. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
My heart is crying.
Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So when it comes to freedom, you know what you got to do? You got to fight for it. And that means the Department of Justice arrest of the two individuals from Syria that came through Iraq, Iraqis that were Palestinian that came through Syria. Look, the FBI did their job and got them arrested. The problem is it shouldn't have happened in the first place. That means the people should not have been in the United States in the first place. Understand that. And, Than, that's one of the things. We're going to take some calls here. But, Than, that is one of the things we need to really emphasize here. I mean, we're glad they caught them, but they should not have been here.
Well, all of the evidence that was there to keep them out, Jay, but we have proven that we cannot do this. And, you know, I think here's something that's very important to say. A couple of the last callers brought this up. The refugee program is important to us here at the ACLJ, but if someone that comes through that program, Jay, actually attacks the United States, it's going away forever, or for at least a very long time. So we will never again be able to use the refugee program unless we fix it so that it actually works.
You're absolutely correct. All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls here.
All right, Mike is calling on line 3. Mike's calling in Wells, Maine. Mike, welcome to JSEC. You're live. Also, if you're on Facebook, thanks a lot, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
And, you know, when you first came on and started talking about this, the first thing that came to my mind was when Donald Trump said that he wanted to keep Muslims from coming into our country. People thought that he had three heads, but you know, it's when you hear about things like what you guys are reporting on, it doesn't seem like such a bad idea. We want to keep our country open. My grandparents on my dad's side came over from Italy, and we're all about letting people come in. But you know what? When you have a group of people that are controversial, you kind of want to be careful.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I'm the grandson of a Jewish Russian immigrant to the United States of America. So I believe that we need immigration. I understand that. But we have a region of the world right now that is not under control of people that we know or can trust. And there are people being displaced and harmed. There is avenues to protect them within the region that we need to really utilize here. And that's why the designation of genocide is so critical. What we cannot do, though, is when you have a process where we know that the terrorists, we've not had this before, where terrorists are utilizing our immigration and naturalization services to cause the destruction of life in the United States and bring harm in the United States, acting as they are, as terrorists, we do not have the luxury of doing nothing. And I think, Jordan, we've reached a point now where we're not talking about which candidate's right or wrong, but that a pause is in order.
Yeah, that's right. It's just that basically
it's
our
the
system
region, not
is
the people.
Our system is failing. You could start from where, you know, the part of the world where this problem is emanating from. You know, if it was World War II and you were concerned about Germans, or if and in this case, when you're dealing with a problem arising out of Syria and Iraq, you know you're dealing with a specific group of people. The fact that these individuals are traveling back and forth between these places and being able to get back in and go through the process of re-entering, that is very concerning. And it all goes to that issue of putting a pause,
right,
getting our system up to speed so that we can get the right refugees, people who really are seeking
asylum,
safety, and safety here in the United States or resettled in other places around the world.
But
if our system doesn't work, imagine the rest of the world's systems. I mean, that's also very concerning.
But here's what's happened. This guy came to the United States, got status, went back to Syria, fought, came back in the United States, posted online. Is this a Facebook social media post? Thank you, Will. America will not isolate me from my Islamic duty. Only death will do us part. That's what he wrote. My only wish is to see you and start the action. I mean, how did we not look at this? And, Than, this goes to the fundamental disconnect between what's really happening and our laws and legislation. And it's time for the laws to catch up with the reality of the fight.
Jay, it's because this administration views looking at public statements, which is what social media posts are, they view looking at public statements as profiling.
Yeah, and it is invasion of privacy.
Right.
Yeah, but
if that's profiling, we need to do it.
Of course, every crime is profiled. Look, I'm doing a case right now. I'm representing one of the states in a criminal action. I'm actually appointed to represent the state of Georgia in a case at the Georgia Supreme Court. Let me tell you something. When every crime is profiled, I'm handling one right now. It's a crime. It's profiled. That's the way it is. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110, comments as well.
Yeah, David just said on Periscope, well, they are profiling, but they're profiling Christian refugees.
Yes, because there's one been admitted to the United States of America. That's so far. One. And they will not. If you want to help Christians in the Middle East, folks, get the genocide designation put in place, and you're going to get aid to them in the Middle East. So do that at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Easy to do.
Let's go back to the phones. Barbara has been holding for almost a half an hour. Barbara, thank you for holding on line 5 in Little River, South Carolina.
Barbara, I'm going to send you on one of our books.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Sure. You've been holding a long time.
I just want to tell you, I have listened to you for a long time, and thank God for you. This is my comment. The truth is our president clearly understands and recognizes what is going on. He has methodically made decisions to oppose the USA. Actions speak louder than words.
Well, look, I'm not defending him. I am sure not, Barbara. I think we've got a disaster. I am glad the FBI did these arrests. I think this is big. I think it's important. But you want to know the truth? Once he left the United States, that should have been the key off. That should have been the determining factor. When the Sarnoff brothers returned to the Chechenian region, that should have been the decision. That's not complicated. I mean, Jordan, that's where there's a gap here. And I respect the FBI. I've worked with the FBI. I have a lot of respect for the FBI. But look, the reality is we've got a situation that is under control. It's not in control right now. It's just not. And we've got to figure out what we're going to do about it.
No, and here's the speaking to the bigger issue is that these laws already exist, but they're clearly not being enforced the right way. So the fact is for these refugees, and is how they're being reported as fleeing from Palestinian origin but born in Iraq, when they return back to that region, you are forfeiting your refugee status. All we have to do, this kind of gets that bigger immigration issue too. If we enforce the laws that were on the books, we probably wouldn't be in the situation we are now, which now that whole system needs reform. We all know that, and regardless of what side you're on the immigration issue, because it got out of control to where there's 12 million plus people here that it got through the process. That all goes to the fact that didn't just happen because that didn't happen because there were legal problems. It happened because the laws weren't enforced.
Right. Now, Than, you're thinking the total pause, which is what we've put forward in our position paper that's up, is the way to go on this.
There's no question it's the way to go because it's the one that's achievable, Jay. I mean, there are other proposals out there that want to make it religion specific or region specific or whatever it may be. If we propose an outright pause, it is more effective, it is less controversial, and I'm here to tell you, it can attract the votes that can override a veto. And for all those callers who have been calling in from California, Senator Dianne Feinstein, That is going to be one of the bellwethers on this. If she decides that an outright pause is in order, there will be the votes in the Senate to override a presidential veto.
Yep.
We just had a comment come in to kind of reiterate that from Tammy on Facebook. She said, hit pause, provide aid in their region. That's the most logical thing I've heard all day. And I think that's true. We're coming up with a plan here that isn't involving you have to keep all of a certain religion out, or you have to do these things, or saying we're never going to do it. You know, it's just this tactical version of providing aid and figuring out how to best serve the American people and those coming into the country to protect the people that are even coming into the country for the right reasons.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's exactly right. So the Logan, when you said, is right, and what the comment said was absolutely correct. So what we're saying is you hit pause until you figure out the vetting thing, because that's a big issue. So that's number one. Number two, let's get the Christian genocide designation in place so that Christians in the region, as well as others that are being persecuted, are actually protected with in-region aid. If you look at the in-region numbers, this is what we've said before, 4 million people in region, and you look at the disbursement of gender and age, it fits normal family patterns, familiar patterns. That's how it works. When you look at those that have gone to Europe rather than in region, it is 65% male, most of which are between the ages of 18 and 34. That's not a good sign. That's just fact, and we deal with facts. So we're saying hit pause, get aid in the region, stabilize the region, and my goodness, the Obama administration's not doing that, but that is the way to do this. We have time for another comment?
We have one comment that came in and said, we aren't looking at refugee social media, but we are eavesdropping on the Israelis and on Congress.
Yes, and we wanted, and the IRS wanted the names and Social Security numbers of your donors, which they lost that. But yes, we aren't looking at refugees. This was from Cheryl on Facebook. Yeah, good comment. We aren't looking at refugee social media, but we're eavesdropping on Israelis and members of the United States Congress. All right, folks, we're taking a break. We're going to do a rapid-fire round. We may do an overflow round as well. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We urge you to get in the call. We've got a lot up at ACLJ.org on the genocide situation, on the IRS. Fans going to announce when we come back from the break some developing news in Washington on the president vetoing the reconciliation bill. What that means, we'll get into that. So we've got a lot to talk about, a lot more ahead, actually. So talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. You know, I'm looking at right now over 101,000 signatures on a petition. I add phones to that, Will. I'm thinking probably close to 110,000. So go to ACLJ.org right now or 1-877-989-2255. Let's get Christians designated as part of that genocide. That's going to help us in our fight, and it's going to help them in the region. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
By the way, if you like the music here on our broadcast, let me encourage you to go to the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. Our Facebook page has a lot of us actually performing those songs you're hearing, including the one you just heard, Hold Your Head Up, the Argent song. So I encourage you to do that. Jay Sekulow Band, like that page, and it's a good way for you to hear the music of the band, and it's a great way to do it. All
right. Let's go get to the phone calls. Around. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Gulfport on line two. He's been on hold for half an hour. Joe, thanks
for
holding.
Hey, Joe, we're sending you – you're reading. It sounds like you're reading Undemocratic.
Yes, sir. I've already read it, and I agree with everything on it.
Well, we appreciate it. I'm going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS. Have you read that one yet?
No, sir.
Well, it is on the way to you. Joe, we appreciate that. And let me ask you this. You read Undemocratic. What was kind of your thought of the – one of our concerns, we brought this up today, is that the bureaucracy doesn't deal with the reality of the challenges we're facing. And that became very clear in that book.
That's exactly correct. I am a 30-year retired Department of Veteran Affairs employee.
Yes, sir.
And you hit it head on.
Yeah, there you go. Coming from a VA employee, well, as a former IRS lawyer, I we can agree to agree. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for calling in. The book's on its way. Hang on the line so we can get your address. All right.
All right. We'll move.
Rapid fire around here.
Move on. Chad's calling from Hollister, California, on line one. Chad, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a comment that basically, you know, we're at war here with a particular ideology, and
yep.
if we continue to let Muslims in this country without being checked or putting a pause on it,
well,
it's basically like the same thing as letting Germans in during World War II.
Well, look, they weren't doing it. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I don't think it's the, you know, all Muslims are disqualified. I think that's a mistake. What I think the reality is and what we have to deal with is that you have a region of the world where the predominant religion is Islam, and that region of the world is producing some terrorists and some problems. And Jordan, when you have that, and I'm going to get Dan's comment on this too, you got to deal with it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is the threat we're facing now. We're not, you know, throughout periods of time, I mean, you're dealing with Soviets, you're dealing with a certain threat, and you know how to identify that. And you do your best to identify it.
Right.
Now we're dealing with a situation involving radical Islam and these Islamic terror groups that have a specific kind of following, a specific kind of message, follow a specific kind of Islam. And the real problem that I think is glaring to me is that there's probably so much more of this than is even reported. The tracking is that it may be such a serious problem, and that they're worried that people would be even more scared if we knew. I mean, when you think about the extent that these individuals had to go to finally be apprehended in this kind of public way. I mean, traveling to Syria
and
joining a terrorist group.
Yep.
And so you would think that it would not take that much activity to finally get apprehended.
No, but that's the problem. Let's take another call.
Sure, let's go to Marcus, who's calling in from San Diego, California, on line four. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, and our phone lines are still open, 1-800-684-3110. But Marcus, you are on the air.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi. Since ISIS has the
passport machine. Yeah, they have it in Raqqa. They've got control over it.
Why don't they stop accepting that and just make a whole new one?
Well, exactly. But here's the problem. Logan could address this. They're really good on technology. This is one of the shocks of, this is why it's not Al-Qaeda. They are really good at technology. So this is the Syrian passport system. They're false, but in a sense, they're not fraud. I mean, it's the real paper.
Right. You're talking about people that are not necessarily, these aren't what you think of when you think of the old, like, Bin Laden videos of people in caves, not necessarily that
exactly.
point of view.
They're running cities.
You're talking about people that are scientists, people that are tech wizards, people that, I mean, they rule social media. They recruit worldwide on social media. So that tells you a lot of who you're actually dealing with. Not exactly the same point of view as you may have. I know visually when you hear Islamic terrorism, your mind goes to those videos. But you know, beware, this is not that at all.
Yeah. Now, Than, we've got some breaking news also. We didn't have enough breaking news today. What just happened with the White House?
Just a few minutes ago, Jay, the President Obama vetoed the reconciliation bill, which, just to remind our viewers, that was the bill that would both defund Planned Parenthood and repeal much of Obamacare. So he has vetoed that. He has sent it back to the House. I would expect a veto override vote on that later this month.
What is the chances of Vito, realistically?
On that one, not very good. The original vote was well beneath the hurdle that happened. But on the issue we're talking about today, Jay, I think very, very likely. If it's worded correctly, we can override a veto on this issue.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep up. We'll keep that up for everybody. All right. Rapid fire round here. Let's take another call.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's go to Anna, who's calling from San Diego, California. Anna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I just have a comment. Yep. I was on here before a while back, but yep. I remember that we had, we have Homeland Security that's filled yep. with, individuals that have that on terror watch list.
72.
So the thing that bothers me is that we're fighting a terrorist organization, but yep. we have it in our own administration, our own government.
Well, I mean, the breakdown of what's happening is scary. I mean, it's just unbelievably scary. And this is Congressman Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, talking about the Inspector General report exactly on that point, Anna. Take a listen.
Back in August, we did an investigation, the Inspector General did, of Department of Homeland Security. And they had 72 individuals who were on the terrorist watch list that were actually working at the Department of Homeland Security. So, obviously, the director had to resign because of that.
Yeah, so the director resigned, but the fact was it happened. So, yes, it's absolutely true. Let's grab another call here. Rapid fire.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to Josh, who's calling from North Platte on line 3. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, guys. God bless.
Yes, sir.
My question is the two people that were just arrested, are they going to end up in Guantanamo Bay? And if so,
no.
Why are we considering shutting that down?
They will not be in Guantanamo Bay. They're being prosecuted, which means they will go through the criminal side of our civil system. So they've been indicted. They will be tried. They were not caught on the battlefield, Jordan, and they were not. So they weren't enemy combatants in that sense.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
so terrorism violations.
Yeah, so a different situation than that. And so, they have to be tried. They would be tried through this normal process. But the idea that they are going through, coming back, fighting, so this was not just people arrested because they were planning a terror attack. One of these individuals has already committed the actual act, the actual crime itself, not just the planning of the crime, but the act itself.
All right, let's go back to the phones to try to get both of these in. Melody is calling from Highland Ranch, Colorado, on line 5. Melody, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Melody.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your thank you for your show.
Sure.
This may sound like a silly and a naive question, but I'm dead serious.
Yep.
Why aren't the Democrats more outraged with Obama?
Because this has happened under their watch, and the political consequences of that means they'd be out of office. It's that simple. This has happened under the president's watch. Elections have consequences. That's exactly what it is. A great question. We appreciate it.
All right, let's get Victor after the after show.
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of
an after show. So if you join us on Facebook, if you're done with the show, log on over to Facebook or Periscope, and you can watch. We'll do a little bit extra for those, and we'll get to you, Victor, who's been on hold.
Yeah, so if you want to talk to us, we'll keep the lines open for a few minutes at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to do a segment after show here, which will be great. So if you want to call us, this is the time to do it. 1-800-684-3110. Folks, sign that. But if you want to help solve the problem and you want to protect Christians in the region, get a genocide designation out of this administration. You know what that will do? Protect, get aid to the folks in the region. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for that. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to call now and sign on to that petition. And if you want to talk to us in the after show, we're doing it right now on Facebook and Periscope. 1-800-684-3110.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.